We are back into the holiday season, and around this time of year, every year, we kind of see a hike in theft and robberies. What are some of the things that we should look out for and do around our homes to avoid this situation?
In our area, residential burglaries, they take place. You read about it in the news, hear it on the radio. Burglary statute in Missouri is burglary first degree and second degree. And the biggest difference, to quickly sum it up, burglary first degree is if the dwelling is occupied maybe by the owner or somebody else at the time of the crime. We don't have a lot of first degree burglaries where somebody's there truly trying to steal property or valuables. So that pretty much points that most of our burglars that work around here look for places that they want to hit but are not occupied at the time. The best thing I can tell you, a lot of times at this time of year, people travel, they go see their family, friends, and loved ones, maybe gone for several days. Do everything you can to make your home look like it's occupied and somebody's there, whether you have timers on your lights, you stop your mail, stop your paper. Take it one step further. Have somebody clean your sidewalk and driveway if it snows. That's a perfect indication, and we see that when we're out on patrol too often, that looks, we knew it snowed last week, and there's not a single track there except for maybe the mailman going to and from the mailbox every day. That'd be a good target for somebody to hit. And I'm not telling the burglars nothing that they don't already know. Personal safety, we work a lot of cases where stuff's stolen from vehicles or residences, and they're never locked. Yeah, that lock, somebody breaks a window, whatever, they can still get in. It's a deterrent. Somebody's going to look, see them, they're going to make noise. Most of the criminals don't want to draw any attention. This time of year, people are out shopping like crazy. With that, they're carrying their debit credit cards, maybe extra cash and that stuff. Be mindful of what people around you, your surroundings, somebody paying attention to what's in your purse, somebody paying attention to which pocket you put your wallet in, somebody invading your space. All those should be red flags that come up. Make sure you get your credit card receipts and put them in your pocket, your purse someplace safe. I've even heard reports from over the years that maybe at a shopping mall, a lady goes to the restroom, gets in the stall, shuts the door, somebody followed her in there waiting for her to do her business and reaches up and grabs the purse from the stall and takes off. Just be mindful. It's always best to travel in pairs or more. Sometimes we can't. But you never know when something bad's going to happen. You never know when somebody's targeting you. And it may not be you as a person. It may be because you're nice dressed. It looks like you have nice jewelry. You had a wad of bills that they saw in your purse or wallet when you're at the cash register, whatever the deal is. When it comes to personal protection, personal safety, I don't want you to be paranoid and walk around like that all the time, but you can't be too cautious. This time of year, really every day, people should be more cautious of their surroundings for the protection of themselves, their family, their friends.
Those extra precautionary steps are always good for the listeners to hear. Now, when it comes to people being out and about with their, like you said, traveling in pairs, shopping with, more than just yourself is always a good thing to do. Now, if somebody happens to come across a situation where they're walking and they're not paying maybe as much attention to their surroundings as they should be, and somebody happens to, the classic movie scene, run by and grab their purse, or if you're in line and somebody, snatches something out of your purse and you don't realize until afterwards that it's gone, what are some of the things that they should do?
Trying to be as observant as possible. As much information as you have is oftentimes what law enforcement may only have to go on. Not all businesses have audio and video cameras. They do. They may not be that good. We see a lot of stuff on TV and hear a lot of times this is how somebody got caught. But it goes back to the eyewitness. If you see a license plate, write it down, make quick notes, call your local law enforcement, dial 911, whatever you need to do. I'm a firm believer in concealed carry weapons. If you don't have your CCW license, look that up. Consider going to class and training and see if that's comfortable for you. I'm a big proponent of people, especially women, girls at college, carrying at least pepper spray. Look into it. Talk to your local law enforcement. See if they have any suggestions or anything else. Periodically, there's self-defense classes, maybe taught by law enforcement other places. Take something like that. Maybe a lifetime of information or a two-hour class or an afternoon class. Never know when you might need it. But in those stressful situations, military, law enforcement, we've all learned that when the stuff happens, you revert to your training. And that's usually what gets you through whatever that situation is.
Very good. All right, now let's backstep just a little bit to the car situation sitting at homes. I know that a lot of times cars, it seems like the cars that are the ones that get broken into are ones that are sitting at the end of the driveway or maybe on the roadway. What are some things that people can do maybe at their homes to sway those robberies from happening?
Lock your vehicles, put valuables out of sight, out of mind is a good thought. Use your trunk. Don't leave valuables in your car. Know when you're out shopping and those things, it adds up. You can't run home after every store you leave, but nothing wrong with even taking a blanket or something and covering some stuff that's in the back seat or the floorboard. Cover it with an extra coat, whatever the deal is. It's not as enticing to break in a car that you don't know what there is. A lot of times people see a purse, money, a bunch of change, whatever it is, whatever their target is in the vehicle, and they'll get into it. Law enforcement has worked a lot of car burglary cases, so to speak, where when they're unlocked, the person went into breaking windows or forcing into a vehicle that was locked, but they would search through any of the unlocked vehicles they could find, hoping they could find something hidden. You know, we had a deputy that solved a case recently that the two suspects between two different counties are thought to be responsible for over 50 of those car burglars. But in those cases, every one of them was unlocked. Some they stole stuff out of, some they didn't, but they were in their vehicle searching through it.